In Crisis Councils, we have been tracking a memorable story from 2 Chronicles 20 about a time of great crisis in the land of Judah in the mid-9th century BC. Faced with an enormous invasion of three foreign armies allied together, King Jehoshaphat and all the people of Judah first turned to God in prayer, then began to hear a message of guidance from Jehaziel, one of the musicians in the temple, who was inspired by the Spirit of the Lord to speak God's message to the people. Jehaziel directed them to head out against the invaders and to gather in a dry riverbed, the Ziz Wadi, while the invading forces would be making their way up to that point. Jehaziel's next word to them was stunning. "This battle is not for you to fight. Take your position, stand still, and see the victory of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem." Once they were in position, the people were not to do anything. Their instruction was to stand still. As unusual as this instruction is, it resonates especially for us today. We are being told to stand still, stay at home, don't travel, and keep your distance from others. We chafe against that sort of instruction. But perhaps this is an opportunity for us to see the world in a new way and to open our eyes to what God is doing. Some of the most important events in the Bible unfold as people are standing still in faith and prayer, opening themselves to the working of God. The entire ministry of Jesus was preceded by a 40-day period in which he stood still during a time of fasting in the wilderness. The parting of the sea during the Exodus happened after a statement by Moses, which was the predecessor of Jehaziel's call. Moses, standing in front of impassable waters, said to the people, "Stand still and see the salvation of God." Perhaps these days can be for us our own time of standing still, ceasing from some of our usual hubbub of activity so that we can be receptive to the working of God and prepared for a deeper journey of faith. Let us pray. Guide us, O Lord, in stillness to see how you are at work among us.